Hashi Channel 1, and so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 14, Long Distance Travel. Travel guidebooks and local information can supply you with help on this subject. Usually Westerners pay double the local rate on buses and are told to sit in the back. Who else would sit back there? Try using your Tibetan phrases to get both local rates and treatment on buses. International student identification cards can also help. Applications can be obtained from council information, educational, exchange offices found in major cities. Sometimes on a pilgrim bus, you, as passengers, can decide among yourselves where to detour on the way to your final destination. This may involve an additional amount of money to be paid to the driver. When the bus stops, it is best to know for how long, why, and by whose watch time decisions are made. Make sure you synchronize your watch with that person's. Some travelers may be on Beijing time while others are on Lhasa time. Don't forget a scarf for the dusty roads and a hat and dark glasses for the sun. Long Distance Trucking Dialogue. I want to go to Lhasa. Na, Lhasa la. I, Lhasa, to go want. Come with us on a pilgrim bus. Nansu, yendo sho, us with come. Sho is the command for come. Are you going directly to Lhasa? Karang, Lhasa la, kadu, drogi impe, you Lhasa to directly going are? Maybe we'll also go to Sakya on the way. Chichena nansu Sakya la ye drogi yin. Maybe we Sakya to also go will. How much more do we have to pay to go to Sakya? Tuba ni katsu tegore. Extra money, how much, give need? If we each pay 3 kwai, we can stop in Sakya. Nanso kwai sumsum tena Sakya la mota kakire. We kwai 3 give if Sakya to auto stop will. I will pay. Na tegyin, I give will. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. See you next time.